Yeah. Head on, baby. Go for it. I know it's Monday, but we're going to make it great. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker. Play 97.3 The Sky. Just a friendly reminder. All right, lots of stuff going on, local stuff. But first, the most important thing. We're a month and 2 days away from Florida Gator football.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, wow. And the season opener, it is going to be a humdinger. It is going to be a barn burner, my friends, as we take on the well-established, very powerful Long Island University Sharks.
Really? All the way from Long Island.
Long Island.
Long Island.
They're coming from Long Island.
Well, I hope they're ready to play.
They're going to start whining.
Before they even get here.
I want to go to Miami Beach.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and some teams, you know, it's not unusual to start out with maybe a less difficult game. Hopefully these folks won't surprise you. You do have to be careful.
Yeah, that's true.
And
you don't want to surprise.
Well, they got nothing to lose.
Well, yeah,
they're coming in. They're going
except the game.
Yeah. I go razzle dazzle, razzle dazzle you. FSU, on the other hand,
yes.
Wow, are they biting off a little bit more than they can chew? Their first game out of the box
against
Alabama.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's almost insulting, isn't it?
Doak Campbell
that they look
is already going to be christened for their upcoming season by the Crimson Blood of the Seminoles.
Oh, really?
I don't know. We'll see. I think it's gutsy. I think it's gutsy, to say the least. All right, we got that going on. And, oh, my God, what's the problem here? How many people hate Hulk Hogan? I mean, no normal people do.
Oh, no.
But we had a school board member in Alachua County.
Yeah, Sarah Rockwell.
One less MAGA in the world. Oh.
That doesn't seem smart for somebody on a school board to be glad that someone's dead.
Well, yeah. There's different kinds of smarts, Greg, as we've identified through the years and probably growing up, you realize your parents probably expressed it to you.
Yeah.
That there are different kinds of smarts in the world.
True.
There's book smarts. You can get that degree.
Yeah.
You can get all the way. You can get it piled high and deep, otherwise known as a PhD.
But you can be really stupid.
Well, you can be.
Or do stupid things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say stupid things.
There can be a disconnect there in certain areas. So the Sarah Rockwell, I honestly don't know much about her, but I do now. Here's what I know. She hates MAGA.
Uh-huh.
She hates Hulk.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think it would be a stretch to say she pretty much hates, well, anybody who voted for Trump and Trump himself.
I would say so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which, that's, you're entitled to your own opinion. The problem is that when you reside on a school board, you should be representative of all of the students and their needs and all of the parents and their needs.
Well, she said during the election, that's what she did, what she was concerned about.
Well, they always say everything, and then they look, everybody has is going to have a certain amount of bias. It's just human nature. But when you express it that loudly and clearly that you have an agenda, and you should be in a position where you have to contain your biases.
Yeah,
or attempt to, at least.
Social media is probably not the place to vent when someone dies and you actually use the word good.
Yeah, I would rather see somebody on the school board using their energy to look for new and better techniques, and especially in dealing with bringing up that lowest quartile in performance.
Mm-hmm.
Has she been doing her research, looking into things? Does she bring things to the board meeting about maybe how in Japan they're doing this certain way, and it increases math skills, or how they've done things in these other schools in Norway or somewhere else where they've seen some success taking students that otherwise aren't as motivated and guiding them to success. That, to me, would be more the nature of where your energy, you know, should be utilized.
And maybe take a moment to look at the budget and see maybe a little adjustment could be made there as well.
Yes.
You know, just saying.
Alachua County has been considered very, I think the word used quite often is top-heavy when it comes to administration, et cetera.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, could she be busy addressing those issues? Now, she's busy dancing on a man's grave. Hmm. And it's sad.
Yeah.
So, look, Hulk Hogan, like many people, falls short and is a man and is human. And he has made his share of mistakes, and he readily admits it. But the reason why she hates him, it would appear, is because he's MAGA. In other words, he came out in favor of the president for the election. And so she's got a real problem with that. And part of her post was, oh, did Hulk die? I didn't even know. Good. One less MAGA in the world. Yes, I shouldn't kind of laugh because death isn't funny. But. Ever since I was a tiny girl, that man would creep me out and scare me. Probably anyone that appeared even somewhat masculine may have frightened her.
Probably so, yeah. I'm thinking so, yeah.
He worked with the McMahons to union bust professional wrestling. Yeah, because none of them get paid much. Give me a break. He's never been a good guy. I feel absolutely nothing about his death. Oh, yes, you do feel something about
it.
You
said good.
And you commented on it.
Yeah.
So you can't have it both ways.
Uh-uh.
Oh, I heard he's a bad guy, and yeah, good, one less MAGA and all that, but I feel nothing. That's how ridiculous these people are.
Yeah.
They're overly emotional, and then they can't even rectify or truly be in touch with the emotions they just exhibited.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone else, I don't know who commented on this, yeah, he used to creep me out too as a child. Terry was pleasant enough when I worked with him in the late 90s, but he wasn't a great human. His racist rant was the final straw. I feel for his loved ones, though. Oh, so you know him well enough to call him Terry, but, you know, he's not a good human being. But, I mean, you don't know much about him. You haven't worked with him for 35 years.
But you can still judge someone because they don't change at all over. They actually couldn't they? Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the comment that she originally posted, I guess, was a response from Shanae Jackson about celebrity deaths recently. I want y'all to stop clumping Theo, in with Ozzy and Hulk. They are not the same. And stop honoring racists just because they are familiar.
They're celebrities who passed away. That's why they're clumped together.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm sure Connie Francis didn't have a lot in common with them either, but she was in the same group picture a lot of times. So, yeah.
It's interesting how people are very quick to point that racist finger.
Oh, they love that one.
If you didn't include Theo, they'd say, why didn't you include Theo?
Oh, that would be racist.
Exactly.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Strange.
6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Ton of stuff we're going to be talking about. One of them, the big deal with the EU. Trump winning again. I love it. Happy Monday. We're making it great on 97.3 The Sky. Winning again with President Trump. Chapter 26. It is 6:20 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And I never want you to miss a minute of the show. Just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Big deal. Got it done. The EU. Tough cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Tough cookies to deal with, but the president who wrote the book on the art of the deal, has come through once again and announced a sweeping trade agreement with the European Union on Sunday.
Nice.
Setting a baseline 15% tariff on European imports, including automobiles. I would imagine that has to do with the fact that they have a VAT tax on their end. And while keeping existing 50% duties on steel and aluminum in place as part of the deal, EU committed to purchasing $750 billion in U.S. energy products.
Nice.
Which, of course, they should have been doing all along. And then you had the Russian pipeline and all that that went with him. And Trump warned him not to do that. Don't go in business with him. And he was right, and he was right, and he was right. And
I see a pattern there.
Now the European Union, maybe they see the light. Hmm. Trump announced the agreement during a press conference with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Ursula von der Leyen. Let's go fishing on the fjords.
That sounds very European.
And watch the salmon spawning. The EU will purchase three-quarters of $1 trillion in U.S. industry while also investing $600 billion into America on top of existing investments. Additionally, EU countries will be setting tariffs on U.S. goods at 0%. And Europe agreed to purchase a vast amount of military equipment to boot. I mean, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Mm. What? How's the market going to react? It's already out of control, crazy good. Which, anytime it gets like that, you do, you sort of like, you're happy, but you're going, right? It looks really good. Yeah. Then I'll put it all in gold. Yeah, it's like $1 million an ounce now. Good luck with that, pal.
Yeah, right.
That ship sailed. I know. Everybody and their brother told me 5 million times to buy precious metals. I got the memo. Okay, I didn't have leftover. You know, I had a stack of $1,000. I had a couple of them just laying there on the desk, Greg.
Oh, really?
Huh. Said to myself, what should I do with this money?
Gold. There's gold in them hills.
Well, what I ended up doing was, you know, I fed my family. I made house payments and things like that.
Oh, your priorities are all messed up.
Yeah.
My gold.
But there's gold in them there
and
hills.
You can put it under your mattress.
I'll tell you what, Trump bringing home the gold for America. I like it. Yeah, he should get a gold medal for that. You should get the Nobel Peace Prize and a gold medal.
See what you did there.
I like it.
Yep.
Hey, are you one of those 10,000 step people? I want to laugh at you, and I'm a little jealous at the same time. Can I do that?
I guess.
That's pretty much how I feel about everybody. I'm like, yeah, that person bugs me. Why? Well, they're very organized. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever trait they have, you know what I mean? Oh, they're very dedicated. They're very disciplined. Yeah, I don't really.
Gets on your nerves.
I don't care for that.
Yeah.
Well, because it's a trait that I don't possess. I'm jealous.
I don't even know what 10,000 steps really equates to in a day, because I've never, like, worn a pedometer just to see, and I don't know. I don't even know what that really would be like.
Well, I think if you just have a very busy day, you're on your feet a lot, by the end of the day, you might be able to achieve that goal. I think for some people, they would have to include maybe some additional exercise where they with purpose would have to go for a walk
to the park, something around the block,
and that has been seen as kind of the gold standard, for lack of a better term, was to do the 10,000 steps, and this will put you know this will make you healthy. Well, guess what?
Uh-oh.
Guess what, you fools?
Oh,
you
no.
Suckers, you were reeled in again. It only takes 7,000 steps
what?
To be healthy. Yes.
That's a big difference.
You've been ripped off by 3,000. Those 3,000 steps that you wasted, okay? Just think if you use those 3,000 steps and you worked a job and you put the money into a 401k. If you started 20 years ago, you'd have $1.6 million.
Or you could buy gold.
I made that up. But whenever you do, you know, statistical stuff and you sound like you're pretty convinced.
Sounds smart.
Now, so anyway, the long and short story is, you know, 10,000, I guess that's great, but they think that you can get the identical health benefits from 7,000. And then there's somebody that I like even more who said, wait a second now. Any increase in daily steps, even modest ones like 4,000 steps, delivers health benefits. All right, so I'll go with the 4,000.
How many hours of laying on the couch gives you the benefit of the equivalent of health there, I wonder?
Laying on the couch like I do, like a lazy boy, you know, extended out on there, as long as I spend on there, it's the equivalent of smoking 3 packs of unfiltered cigarettes a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds healthy. Yeah.
I'm going to live forever, I tell you.
Wow.
Well, a long time ago, I worked out the equation, and I said, you know, I'm going to live exactly until my money runs out. So And as my dad would say, of course, he's no longer with us, you got to die of something.
True.
Yeah.
I love when you see a story where so-and-so died and they were 94, you know, they died of natural causes. Yeah, they died because they were 94. Things just wear out and stop working, at certain numbers. I mean, everybody's different.
Hence the reason why I lounge on the Lazy Boy, keeping all those organs and everything, you know, at rest. They're not getting worn out. The RPMs are very, very low.
Okay.
So we're going to extend the life of this engine, theoretically. No, doesn't generally work that way. Here's my advice.
Yep.
Get up and move around just a little more than you do, unless you're already one of those hyperactive people. And I like how people go, just do what I do, and you'll never gain weight, and you'll do that, and you'll do that. And you're, yeah. Well, not everybody's psycho, lady, okay? All right? And you know who you are. It is 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're making Mondays awesome, aren't we? We are. 97.3 The Sky. It's another day in paradise. It's a Monday. We're going to make it awesome. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We know you're busy, so we try to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast, where you have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Diplane! Diplane!
Isn't that what they did?
No.
They
well,
didn't?
Yes, the people were deplaning.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
And actually going on board, we're members of like Homeland Security.
Oh.
A Delta Airlines co-pilot was arrested by Homeland Security Investigations on charges of child sexual abuse material. That, according to a senior federal source, confirmed to Fox News, a dramatic arrest happened at San Francisco International Airport Saturday night. And it was reported by the San Francisco Chronicle. Of course, you know, those that were, you know, passerbys and what have you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they were just sure that pilot was probably some kind of illegal immigrant. The way they were taking him down.
Oh, my God.
You know, they'll come right to your workplace.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
So you should let him go.
Uh-huh.
But, lady, he's wanted charges of having child sexual abuse material. Does that change the equation?
Not with some people.
Seriously. I know.
They are so blinded by their defense of illegals. It's,
yep.
It's amazing.
The outlet reported the flight from Minnesota landed around 9:35 p.m. after being delayed on approach twice due to heavy fog once the plane landed at the terminal gate. Passengers began to exit until some chaos ensued. And the federal agents arrested the co-pilot of the Delta Airlines flight, San Francisco International Airport. They did not name the pilot. One passenger, Sarah, told the publication in an email that a group of about 10 individuals with badges, guns, and different agency vests and markings pushed their way up the aisle to the cockpit where the co-pilot was located. They pushed their way up.
They
stormed the cockpit.
Stormed.
She says,
I mean, there was lightning and thunder.
Before arresting the co-pilot and walking him down the aisle and off the plane through the cabin doors between coach and first class.
That would be dramatic if you're sitting there, you know, having your peanuts and all of a sudden, you know, that happens. That would be something to write home
and
about.
And coach,
they'd
be cheering. Hey, get that pedophile out of here, scumbag. Right?
Yep, but the elitist.
But in first class, up in first class, they'd be going, is this the same type of agents that wear these masks and go into school and disappear people? Are these the same ones?
Uh-huh.
Muffy, pass me the caviar.
Yeah.
Stormed the cockpit.
It was stormed.
These people are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. All right.
It was never my favorite anyway. As much as I love chocolate, it was not.
It was okay.
Well,
it's another one of those things. You know, you advertise like all chocolatey, chocolatey, and then when you taste, it's like, well, they did say Cocoa Puff. So if it doesn't taste like chocolate, we'll just call it cocoa.
Yeah.
Just like when you make hot cocoa at home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I had to straighten plenty of parents out back in the day. You know, I grew up in Michigan.
Right.
So when I had my paper out, I would get up. And if it was 20 degrees or higher, I would go out on the front porch with just my underwear on, just my little tidy whities, right? And grab my newspapers and bring them inside.
Right.
And you had to, like, fold, you know, fill them. You had to fill the papers because you got the different sections. Anyway, and if it was 20 degrees or below, then I would, you know, wear some clothes to get the papers.
Okay.
And then I would make myself some hot chocolate. And that would get me through that very cold morning.
Gotcha.
But when you make hot chocolate or hot cocoa, if you have any semblance of what's good in your life, you use milk, not hot water. Hot water and powder.
Yeah, I agree.
Makes powdered water.
Yes, I agree with you,
though. You dopes.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Dopes. Why can't anybody do things right? Where were we?
I don't know.
Anyway, so they took the pilot off the plane. He's under arrest, but they have not identified him yet. Maybe they will just disappear him. Maybe. But you're in a position like that. Can you imagine? Oh, don't touch that pilot. No. No more of you coming in, you know, storming the cockpit. No more of that. No more of that. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, lady. How about... he invites your grandson in there and shows him the controls.
Yeah.
Oh, then,
yeah. Perspective. Yeah.
Oh, then it's different.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Christina Marie Chapman, 50-year-old Arizona resident, has been sentenced to more than 8 years in prison for her role in a scheme that allowed North Korean spies to infiltrate 309 U.S. companies using false identities as IT workers. Who would ever think it?
Interesting.
Bleeping Computer. Apparently, this is some kind of publication. That's what they're called, Bleeping Computer.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I wonder if Hunter Biden has some stock in that one.
Oh.
Beep.
There
beep,
you
beep.
Go.
Reports that in a significant development in the fight against international cybercrime, this woman, the 50-year-old woman from Arizona, has been sentenced 102 months in prison for her involvement in a scheme that enabled them, like I said, to infiltrate 309 different companies, defraud the U.S., conspiracy to commit money laundering, wire fraud, identity fraud, bank fraud. Chapman hosted the North Korean IT workers' computers in her own home October 2020 and October 2023, creating a laptop farm, quote unquote, that made it appear as though the devices were located in the United States. How nice of her. Really?
That's clever.
The North Koreans were hired as remote software and application developers by multiple Fortune 500 companies, including an aerospace and defense company, a major television network, a Silicon Valley technology company, and a high-profile company. Wow, what a scheme, huh? As a result, North Korean workers collected over $17 million in illicit compensation, which was shared with Chapman, who processed their paychecks through her financial accounts. Yep. Well, her little farm has finally gone bust, and she'll have some time to think about the error of her ways, and maybe these companies might just be a little bit more careful about who they hire.
Here's a thought.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're making Mondays great on 97.3 The Sky. A lot of flight-related stories today. Good morning and welcome. It's 6:48 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
You doing all right?
Yeah, I am.
Good.
Yes.
Good weekend?
Absolutely. Busy one, but yeah, here we are.
Oh, Monday. Mine was a little busy, too.
Well, yeah, it was.
And
not in the way that you planned.
Just call me Bob Rose, the Destructor.
But that's not a good thing. At least in your case, it really wasn't a good thing.
I have a well, like many people in a listening area do.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy it, and the quality of the water that comes from said well is quite delicious.
Mm-hmm.
However, I have a well house that's over it, like a giant doghouse that weighs 500 pounds.
Okay.
And I try to just sneak and sliver in my little zero-turn mower in between the fence and the well house, which apparently is a little tighter fit.
How wide is the zero-turn?
Oh, I believe the deck, I don't know, 48, 52, somewhere in there.
And what do you think the space is between the well house and the fence?
Apparently about an inch less than I anticipated. So I'm kind of getting caught on the fence, you know, and I'm like, I'll just power through it. If I got to fix the fence, well, it's no big deal.
Sure.
Unbeknownst to me, part of the well house, the door, the access door had swung open and was caught on the back of the lawnmower.
So it wasn't the fence holding you up at all.
No.
It was the door to the well house.
Apparently.
And you continued to power through it, as you say.
When I powered through it.
With your masculine, toxic masculinity.
You can't blame the mower because it's very powerful, and it had the power to actually push that well house, which freed the lawnmower, so that's good news.
That's good, yeah.
The bad news is it slid over in such a way that it crushed every PVC pipe coming or going probably within 20 yards of the area.
This is the same PVC pipe that supplies water to the house from the aforementioned well.
That is correct, Amundo. And I won't draw the story out too much, but you can understand a lot of work there, a lot of digging in the sand.
A new project you did not expect.
Exactly. Yeah. When Betsy was on her way home, and I had put everything off, like most men do, until the last minute, and then I'm going to really clean up the house, and everything's going to be tidy, and she's going to come home and go, oh, the lawn looks good. Oh, good job, honey, and all that. No. No, it all got sidelined, and then I had to call my friend, my superhero, Ted, to come over and actually, you know, lend some expertise to it. He just kind of looked at it, and he goes, wow. Wow, wow. Mm-hmm. He did. He said about three times, wow, yeah, So, and I had already gone to Ace to pick up a bunch of the stuff that I thought I needed.
Right.
Well, I actually needed more and went back two more times.
Oh, my goodness.
And at the very end of the project, and Ted did a great job, and I tried to be helpful, but I didn't do much. The last one was the connector that actually went to the house. That was the last one to fix because it was like the last in line, so to speak, in the way he rebuilt it. Well, we could have used one, you know, extra piece. But he's like, nah, I think I can make it work, you know? And, you know, kind of holds it together, glue and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Go try it. Okay. Water's running. Comes in the kitchen to wash his hands. He goes, man, that's good. I saw a slight drop in the pressure. And I go, well, maybe the bladder, you know, that thing burped.
Right.
You know, maybe a little air in the line, you know. We walk outside. Oh, no.
A new water feature?
We were creating an additional lake. I already live on one. We were creating an additional one. And that was not good. And it was getting late. So he came back the next morning and we fixed it up. But be careful. All right?
Yeah.
Don't be in a rush because, what is it? Haste makes waste.
Yes.
I know.
Lesson learned.
I hope so.
Hopefully.
I don't
power through something when the mower is appearing to be held up a little bit.
I think I need to go on a I think I need a vacation, Greg.
That would be shocking.
I could fly from Russia to Pyongyang.
Really?
Let's go from Russia to North Korea. I imagine that would be... Can you imagine the people on there? Party animals? It'd be like another scene from Wolf of Wall Street. Those are crazy party animals hanging out in North Korea.
Yeah.
Russia on Sunday opened a regular air link between Moscow and Pyongyang, a move reflecting increasingly close ties between the two countries. First flight, operated by Russian carrier Nordwin, took off from Moscow's airport, that I can't say, carrying over 400 passengers. Russia's transport ministry said that there will be one flight a month to meet demand. I'm surprised there's even that many.
Well, yeah. And who are these 400, seriously? You have 400 Russian citizens who go, man, I want to go check out some freedom in North Korea.
You know,
I mean,
what,
really?
You know what they could be?
Yeah.
Soldiers for hire. North Korean troops, remember, fighting Ukraine.
Yes, they were. Just another way to get them there, I guess.
Yeah.
Could have been.
It's possible. And they also, they import even cheaper labor. Yeah. And they do it from, North Korea.
So there you go.
So there, I guess
it's a return flight.
And they can only afford to come home once a month and heat their canned food over charcoal or whatever they do.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So, feel for the people in that part of the world. Yep. What else is going on? Well, you know, what was it? It was France, wasn't it? That got kind of weird when it comes to the Palestinian state.
Yeah, they were wanting to, like, acknowledge it.
And, yeah. Instead of every, you know, the European countries being united with us and with Israel saying, look, you know, you can't have a Palestinian state. We've got to wipe out Hamas. We've got to do these things first, because the last time that they did something similar, that's when they started really, building, extending all those tunnels and all the bad things that happened. That October 7th bloodbath attack of innocent, you know, on innocent people by Hamas. And so, no, we've got to look at this thing from a different perspective and operate differently. Otherwise, you have the same outcome, right? So Sunday, Lindsey Graham was on Meet the Press. And Kristen Welker said, President Trump said he told the Prime Minister Netanyahu to, quote, finish the job this week. I know you're in touch with President Trump. You're in touch with Israeli officials. What do you anticipate is going to happen? Graham said, well, I talked to Cindy McCain last week. Here's some good news for the people in Gaza. Humanitarian quarters are now going to be open. Israel is going to work with the UN, the World Food Program, to get some food to these people who need it. But I think what the topic we're talking about today is a change in strategy. I think President Trump has come to believe, and I certainly come to believe, there's no way you're going to negotiate an end to this war with Hamas. Hamas is a terrorist organization who is chartered to destroy the state of Israel. They're religious Nazis. They hold Israelis hostages. I think Israel has come to conclude that they can't achieve a goal of ending the war with Hamas, and that would have any satisfactory safety, would result in safety to Israel. So some things could be changing there. And Britain, Germany, and Italy refuse to follow France's lead. So they're sticking with us.
And France, not who you think of as a leader in most things, productive and positive.
Are you calling someone a French surrender monkey? Is that what I'm hearing?
I didn't use those words, but those were very appropriate. Yes.
Pass the freedom fries. I'm starving over here. We've got a lot more to talk about on the Bob Rose Show. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey iHeart Radio or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker. Play 97.3 The Sky.